welcome so many great humans skidding in even now. Right, I think you've got the logistics right. So we're here. So as Terry Pratchett says, here we are in this little circle of firelight we call the physical world, surrounded by vast, pulsing mystery. Whoa, what a... So those of you who've been hanging with me for a while know Muti from the Sangomas of South Africa means power and medicine. And at potent times, and they're all potent now, but this is really strong, we gather Muti, and I have a customized from... I have coyote hair, actual coyote hair from... wonderful ancestor Stella Coyote. I have So we say, you know, oh spirit of liberating trickster that knows the difference between the con, you know, the imprisoning con and the liberating wolf, you know, come on in with standards of discernment to all of our hearts and open the path before each one of us that we may be danced into place where we can do the most good, have the most fun, and contribute our gifts to the community in a manner that is replenishing. Ah, okay, there goes the coyote. Ah, there we go. Thank you. That's good. So part of our dynamic, you know, is that music and metaphor and myth are the incarnational garb whereby power enters the world. No, it's kind of a music metaphor, Muti myth equals magic. So the sun's degree, we are right before the autumnal equinox, which will be tomorrow morning, 9:31 a.m. East Coast time and 6:31 a.m. Pacific time. But we're right on that eve. So the sun is at the very last degree. This is the last sunset, the last of summer. Whoa, so wistful. The winds, you know, and it's all so interestingly spooky. So the sun's degree right now is... Yeah, a woman calmly cleaning the house in the midst of an earthquake, responding to an emergency call with great calm, which we can do once we step into the center of the storm, right? There we go. We want to step into the center of the storm so we're not whacked around the edges, wahoa, to cahoot with Oya, who hurls her horsetail whip to summon the winds of change. And I have it, wait, right in back of me, there's all these props are here that are invisible but still energetically here. I have a horsetail whip from Oya to summon the winds of change, and we with her, you know. And I've found, you know, in spiraling out of polarity when running into people who are possessed by insane crackpot theories, simply saying, may the winds of democracy swoosh away all delusion.
Brilliant.
Everyone likes that. So yes. Here's Ami, who that we have cahooted since the 90s. Oh my goodness.
No.
Exactly. And you have heard her if you listen to the Visionary Activist Show 24 years this September, because she sings the intro, and now we have it live. Here's Oya Day.
Oya Day. Oya Day. Oya Dele. Oya de, oya de, oya de leo. Oya miloya, oya wewe, oya miloya, oya wewe. Oya miloya, oya de, oya de, oya de leo.
All right, so we're all in our mind's eye whirling the horsetail whip of Oya, summoning the winds of change. May the winds of democracy swoosh away all delusion, in which the entire nation wakes up going, what were we thinking? Oh, my God. So we are here to call and invoke and to play in the serious realms, convening to bestow and receive replenishing blessings at this time of coming into balance, equinox, equal night and day. And those, some of you who've been with me a while, I might be repeating familiar sourdough starter, but it's only because it's really a good idea to do that. And to other people, it's new. So I love the word deliberate because it comes from Libra, and it comes from two verbs, libare, to liberate, and librare, to balance. So to be deliberate is to be in a state of liberating balance. So we have many many attendees, great humans, people I know, people I don't know, people I'm about to know, memory of the future, allies, accomplices all. I've been saying to so many people, like, you know, with relationship conundrums, going, you know, the words, because we're in a language craft realm, you know, life partner, you know, spouse. Now, how about accomplice, right? And everyone's little spicy self goes, accomplice? Yes, we want accomplices. So let us be accomplices. Let us acknowledge that with Ami's great power, we're calling in flora, fauna, the intelligences of nature, you know, and just a little bit for the fun of it to introduce ourselves, right? So I have been cahooting with Ami for eons. The image for her son, yay, Capricorn, you, six plus Capricorn, is heavily veiled hierophant, seized by the divine, leads a powerful group ritual. Nah, there we go, look at you. And Uranus is in the sky, is trining your sun. It's going to station there again at the end of the year into the beginning of next year. So you are in top form and trickster is coming through. And I love that your moon in Aries, you spicy kick butt woman, you, not unlike, you know, it's only 4 degrees away from Kamala Harris's moon. And as I was mentioning backstage, you might not have been here, but in many different conferences that I've been a part of, the chat section, we don't have one, people would say, Kamala Harris is a neoliberal cop, right? And I go, oh, that's progressive Tourette syndrome. That's you know, okay, maybe one story. But ever since, you know, she was named, it was sort of like, I wasn't, you know, okay, Biden, okay, Kamala Harris, okay, that's our past selves. But once she was named, it was like the penny dropped. And once I pulled out her chart, I was like, oh, no, we can work with this. And it was Richard some ways back, who's a deeply discerning Scorpio, who said, I wonder how I could help Joe Biden. And I go, God, I hadn't even thought about that, helping him. Oh, what a good idea. And I think you had suggested that Joe Biden get some, you know, infusions with glutathione and vitamin C and stuff. Apparently, he did, or the power of your invisible telepathic listening, right? Because there is a lucidity, but part of our skill set, all of us, is whatever we speak to in another is the part of them we're feeding and animating and inviting to dance with the corresponding part of ourselves. So there can be 20, 30 stories all going on at once, and they can be conflicting and all true. Which ones are we going to vote to animate? Everyone wants a guiding story. You know, and part of our skill set says, you know, strategic cultural advantage goes to those cultivating intimacy with the power of story and metaphor and music. There we go. So, and then also just for the fun of it, so Ami's moon, and well, let me say just a smidge about Kamala Harris. She's born at the exact full moon. Sun is a Libra. She's a Libra dragon like me. Sun 27 Libra, whose image is a person in deep gloom, unnoticed, a glowing circle of angels surrounds them. And I love that degree, because when we're alone, we can be the person in deep gloom. But when we gather, like now, we can be the glowing circle of angels. Yeah. And her moon is exactly opposite, her sun is exactly opposite her moon at 27 Aries, where Mars is right this second. Whose image is a large audience for a woman who liberates them from their expectations. We go, oh. And Ami's Mars is opposite her moon and Kamala Harris's too. So here's another good image for us to vitalize, because I love this part of Ami. Its image is men toiling in a dark pit. A woman calmly lowers a rope.
I love that so much. Oh, that's so cool.
Well, it's great because it's like, oh, yoo-hoo, oh, men, corporatists, whatever, toiling in a dark pit of unimaginable greed. You know, here's a rope. Here's a rope. You can climb out anytime you want. Wait, we got stuff to do. We'll just tie it to a tree. But you can climb out anytime you want. We're not coming down to get you. You can do this, you little wuzza-wuzza uninitiated. So there's that. And then I just wanted to uncloak my longtime ally, Richard Olson, who is a talk-to-me guy, who is a and audio, oh, who knows. But many things. And I love that his Venus is six Capricorn. Your Venus is Ami's sun, six Capricorn.
Oh, wow.
Heavily veiled Hierophant. You're so heavily veiled that no one will ever see you. And your moon is at 10 Capricorn. Uranus is trining it, and your Mars is 29 Capricorn. You're one of the most competent people on the planet. And I like saying that Richard is not only Grand Wazir Badger, and has Grand Wazir Badger, but also he is the Pope of the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster.
Yahoo!
I think it's time for us to infuse the collectivity. You know, it's like all where it gets polarized and insane, or, you know, QAnon, or, you know, whatever the thing is. We go, QAnon, oh, that's so last week. Have you heard about Richard Olson, who is the Pope of the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster? That's really special. Anyway, I want more whimsy, more, you know, spiraling. We want Sufi Aikido. Because yes, we know part of our is that the Dementors of Doom, bless their heart, in some future incarnation, they feed on polarity and anger and strife. And it's very tricky, you know, to not become intolerant of people who are intolerant and so on, right? Or to become finger waggy at people who are finger waggy. And it's like, oh, it's very sneaky, the polarity Dementor virus. So we're here to support each other and all the skills of spiraling out of polarity. But I also love, you know, just for the fun of it, in Richard's chart, that's all, everybody's chart is humming. We're all in this dream together. Oh, and your Jupiter is in the midst of a wild windstorm. A doctor magician wearing a black silk top hat walks into town carrying a large black bag. The doctor wizard controller of natural resources. That's you.
That's totally you.
Oh, that's well. Okay, so we'll now move that aside. Enough disclosure for the moment. Okay, so we are here with all of us, you know, flora, fauna, mythological intelligences, and more whimsy, and just a little bit of the chart of now. Two yodes delineating now and the equinox. So we have this evening and then tomorrow morning, both wonderful and intriguing and awaiting, our participation, right? It was like I was part of a big astrology online conference, the election panel, and many darling collaborators. But you wouldn't really have known that the world was on fire. They were going on statistically, when Jupiter is here, Republicans tend to, like, the world is on fire. What are we going to do? And I said, I'm really dedicated to participatory astrology. And they're like, oh, you mean not just having it happen, but yeah, I go, right. We avert participatory astrology, participatory mythology, participatory animism now, democratic animism now. So we avert disaster, right? Dis means against, and also underworld, and aster's the stars. So a disaster is when we pit our small will against the larger pulse. And the antidote is the word consider. Con is with, and sitter's the stars. So we are now gathering to avert disaster by gathering to consider. And our chart for now, you know, and again, I will aspire to translate all of this into accessible English for those who do not yet know the astrological language. But as we convene, 15 Taurus rising, 15 Scorpio setting, and we go, oh, what a good time to convene now. 15 degrees of the fixed signs are called the four gates of power. So this is sort of the sensual, animistic Taurus realm. Yay. And Scorpio backstage realm. Sizzle, sizzle, sizzle. And there are two yodes, fingers of destiny. You know, in doing the personal one-on-one charts, as well as the collective charts and the candidates charts and everything, and the sky charts, there are definite conversations that are happening. And there's a great conversation now between Venus in Leo, right next to little asteroid Vesta. Let me say a brief little word here. Wonderful ally, Sylvia Hanley. I've known her for a bazillion years, next generation up, a Libran astrologer. She says, where Vesta is where we are divested of priesthood. divested of orthodoxy, right? Ortho is straight, dox is teaching. We like our teachings curvy. And denied, delayed the usual, the orthodox expression of that realm, while our dedication to keeping the community hearth flame alive is deepened. So this part of our collective dream now, Venus is at 17 Leo, Vesta today in tonight's chart. It'll change 1 degree tomorrow. Pretty cool. But Vesta's 17 Leo. So Leo performance, you know, we are denied, delayed. We're going to something very ancient. What was the purpose of gathering? What was the purpose of art? We know that for 25,000 years, at least, people gathered on the solstices and equinoxes, and the earliest form of symbolic theater is going on then. You know, what is that? Oh, literal and symbolic light of sun, come on in and illuminate what is normally hidden. Illuminate this painting, this writing at the back of the cage, for this is the story our community wants to animate as a living living guiding presence now. And that's very here right now. So it's the Leo and what's called the Yod, the finger of destiny pattern, is Venus and Vesta, with a 150-degree angle up to Neptune, dreams, vision, imagination. Who is here now? Who are all of us? Public dreamers. And strategy allies to spiral into collective mind, passionate creativity. But the Leo-Pisces conversation that's happening within us and without is that performance and creativity, you know, that creativity is not so much performance as magic, as dedicated to collective well-being, as having this ancient equinoctial resonance way back into, well, the time, and we might feel our ancestors, well, we're about to, and at some soon moment, we're about to feel breathing down our neck, going, you called. And so it's Venus to Neptune and in Pisces, and that's also Neptune about holding a steady balance. And many of you know I've been very intrigued, and I'm dusting off my auntie mentors, may they all be available, Dion Fortune's book, The Magical Battle of Britain, because in World War II, the British government, because they're like that, they're quirky but game, they engaged Dion Fortune and the ritualists of Britain to do ritual to protect Britain from the Nazi invasion. And I think it's equal. Our situation is equal, although our Hitler is a doofus. But we'll play with many things. But and what she wrote, you know, she said, and they were doing it by mail, right? They didn't have Zoom or Audio Connect, right? And I'm dusting it off for a future council that I will have beginning October 6th, and you can find out more about that. As a textbook, because they really did ritual privately, and then they would gather at the same time to spiral it out into the world. And what she wrote, she said, it was essential that we maintained an atmosphere of serenity in our homes, our headquarters, right? For how else could we have been a nucleus of stability for the nation's soul? I go, oh, now we're talking. And it's very in the chart, you know, again, whatever we have a word for, we have a relationship dance, right? So I think speaking of the nation's soul, it's going to come into play in a moment, the fullness of time, you know, I think that's a great idea. But these were really trained people. Here comes the next part of this Yod. So it's Venus in Leo, creativity dedicated to keeping the community hearth flame alive. I have a little beeswax candle going here. Oh, there we go. Okay. You know, to Neptune and Pisces, dreams, vision, how a culture tells itself its own story. And it is that art and beauty reassume cultural leadership. You know, it's, some important name will come back to me. But a great environmental consultant gives the same talk all the time, but it's a good one. He says, the ship crossing the ocean, who's in charge? And people go, the captain. And he goes, nope. The designer in charge. And all of the issues we're facing, all the cascading collapse, are all design issues. And I should say that our midheaven tonight, and this is a degree that's going to keep popping up, 27 plus Capricorn, that's where Pluto was when this country was founded. We are already engaged in what's called the Pluto return of this country, which will be ongoing well into 2022, 2023. We know we're in a cascading collapse, right? We know the social fabric is rent. You know, we know from renters being evicted, where will you go? We don't have a car. We have four children. We have no money. We're just going to start walking. No. I want to find those people and all of that, you know, the collective embrace. So because the other part of this yod is Jupiter at stationing at 17 Capricorn. Jupiter is everything we've ever studied. It's any wisdom tradition in Capricorn now teased into practice, into incarnational actuality, mm-hmm. the designer, the artist within all of us, you know, rising into prominence. So we go, all right. So Jupiter in Capricorn completes the pattern that, as in days of yore, right, we would gather now to call in creative woof to animate the community's desirable guiding story.
So let's feel their
vitalizing, calm, dynamic presence, proffering skills whereby to spiral out of polarity and assume cultural narrative lead. So here we are. Okay, this moment, this evening into tomorrow, is where the sun moves from Virgo, where it animates all those things, and we are medicine. We are public dreamers, medicine people, full of diagnosis and critique, criticism, diagnosis in order to heal, right? Critique with blessing. So to gather our wits, this is the night, the evening, the moment. Now, as we gather, or whenever you hear this, right, because all time is cumulative, it's when Mercury, Virgo is really the incarnational realm of Mercury in the realm of Hermes, Hermia, language craft. You know, and the word craft is really great. It means power from dedication. So it's great to just put it behind your name, you know, Ami Craft, Caroline Craft, Audrey Craft, Diane Craft, you know, put it beside our name. And then whatever we love, astrology craft, language craft, let our craft be our craft in the turbulent seas in which we are headed. So this is the moment where Mercury Legba, you know, hands the baton to Venus tomorrow morning. So now Ami will Baraswayo call in Mercury Legba.
Baraswayo!
So Mercury is here now, and part of that song that I learned so long ago, and Ami sings so beautifully, it's an incantation to Legba, to Mercury, and Legba Mercury is thought of as mind, intelligence, consciousness, as distributed throughout vastness. And that song calls all the disparate parts of ourselves, all of our wits that have been dispersed throughout creation into focus. There we go. That's right. And so Mercury, all important, this is where we have a brief telling of our election story, ongoing to the inauguration story. Oh, please, trickster gods, right? Okay. Because the Mercury part of all of us plays a huge role in this autumnal adventure unfurling before us. First, the word inauguration comes from the augur, the diviner, right, who walks out into nature and observes nature's patterns by which nature reveals the, you know, skookum or good enough candidate, you know, leader to be inaugurated, right? But so we're inaugurating a story, really, you know. So we have many things to throw into the cauldron. There's a great giant bubbling cauldron, the Pluto cauldron of death and rebirth. And we go, approval, disapproval, let's throw that into the cauldron. The gods really don't give a fig, right? Do you approve of this or disapprove of it? A polarity, you know, stupefying, making us less smart kind of a thing. But Mercury will retrograde on October 13th. It will be at 11 degrees of Scorpio. That's where the sun will be on November 3rd. Okay. So Mercury retrogrades. No. It's going backwards, inwards. It's joining Mars retrograde. Okay. And then on election day, November 3rd, Mercury stations to go direct. Whoa. Just like in the 2000 election. Perhaps the 2000 election results will come in now, right? So we want to quell anxiety by tossing that into Pluto's cauldron, blah, 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 that we can be calm, dynamic, wondering, willing, ready. So, and making room for Hermes and Hermia by casting into the cauldron before us all non-useful dread, blah, 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 just in case any of it's useful. So dusting off all my political files, I was like, usually astrologers look at the chart of election day and go, oh, there's the election, you know, and we sometimes do it for dawn, but that doesn't really work now. Now, we certainly don't need astrology or anything to know that Mercury, postal systems, communication, it's like, okay. Now, the Supreme Court, right, it is a 2000 resonance, and we go, right, which is not to say it's a fixed future. There are those who would like to fix it, right, but we are here to spring it, because this also is, you know, the each equinox is when Bodhisattva Coyote comes alive, right, the creation myth, and the way that Stella Coyote and I kind of created this, may she be praised in her ancestral form, is, you know, long before there were humans, there was Trickster, liberating Trickster, you know, and who with a sizzle sets the whole shebang going and sizzles through all the flora and fauna. And every now and then, this unique creative intelligence of nature, adoptive, you know, gets inquisitioned, orthodoxed, imprisoned, colonized, branded, snookered, you know, hoodwinked or whatever. But so Trickster, part of us, is a great escape artist. Great escape artist, and can spiral out of that. So there we go. And it's part of our skill set to track everything back to what did this want to be before it became corrupt or sketchy or funky or frightened, to cook it all the way back to liberate it. There we go. So doing the kind of detective-y stuff, I was going, all right, so it's not, so November 3rd, that's something. And it's, there's a lot going on, and, but then I was going, okay. And then Mars is retrograde now. And many astrologers are going, or people, and it's like, oh, stop. Mars, the saying, the traditional saying is that when Mars is retrograde, the aggressor always loses. We go, well, that's part of our Sufi Aikido. We strengthen whatever we resist, and fairy tales have a lot of great counsel about how one defeats giants. You never use the giant's skills to defeat the giant. You can't outbluster a giant, but you can skillfully navigate. Okay. So I was going, well, Mars is retrograde until Friday the 13th of November. That's an interesting time. It stations at 15 Leo. Who's pretty upbeat. It does trine Biden's ascendant, life as a grand adventure, or the one that I have. We all have different, slightly different charts. But its image is nature spirits dancing in the iridescent light of sunset. We go, well, that's pretty upbeat. But it didn't look like when are the results going to all come in. It's like, well, there's a lot going on. Then I decided to do a chart for when does Mercury emerge from its what's called its retrograde shadow? When does Mercury return by degree and minute to where it was when it stationed on October 13th? And that is November 19th at 3:49 p.m. And I like this chart a lot for something. Right? We know certainty is a booby prize, right? Where there is no certainty, there is no certainty. So all charts are charts of something. You know, it is, the sun is at 27 Scorpio on that day, November 19th, 2020 at 3:49 p.m., viewed from the Capitol. It is Joe Biden's solar return, sun at 27 Scorpio. We go, okay. Venus is at 27 Libra, Kamala Harris's, sun. We go, oh, all right. But also, it is a potent and intriguing chart. And November 19th, so then I was doing more detective work going, wait a minute, I remember November 19th. Oh, it's the Gettysburg Address. The Gettysburg Address is November 19th, 1863. Wait, I have it somewhere exactly here. So the Gettysburg Address is, and many, we're going to call in some very specific ancestors, the Gettysburg Address is very hovering over this election. And so I recommend reading it. It only took Lincoln 2 minutes, right? It took him a very long time to craft it, but it took him 2 minutes to read it or say it. And we go to the very, very end. I'm going to say a little bit more than we went over, Ami, and then hand it to you.
No worries.
It ends with that we here highly resolve that our dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation, under God, or trickster, shall have a new birth of freedom. And here we go. And that government of the people.
Of the people.
By the people.
By the people.
For the people.
For the people.
Shall not perish from the earth.
Shall not perish from this earth.
Ah, right. So, and then everybody go yip yip or ashe or whatever. And I just want to do it again. Can you? I say it and then you sing the whole thing because it's so good.
Yes.
Okay. And the government of the people.
The government of the people.
By the people.
By the people.
For the people.
For the people.
Shall not perish from this earth.
Shall not perish from this earth.
Oh, yeah. So we do want some discernments and some standards and some diagnosis. And we are culture doctors and public dreamers. And I am very grateful to Mary Trump, Trump's niece, who wrote a brilliantly titled book, Too Much and Never Enough. how our family created the world's most dangerous man. I listened to it on Audible twice because it is so dedicated and it is so crucial to now. We're in this cauldron of death and rebirth. We're at the time of the Eleusinian mysteries where people are definitely tripping on mushrooms, and I highly recommend that in preparation for the election and possibly to participate. This is the time when people would gather, drink mushrooms at Eleusis, dance all night, and then everyone saw Persephone having gone down a maiden, returning as an initiated queen. You know, and to see the uninitiated, immature parts of culture, or men or women, boys or girls, to go down and return cooked. You know, and so this election really is, can the uninitiated part of America, of this culture, of global culture, be cooked into altruism, that we ladle out altruism out of this, that we're all in this thing together. And so in reading her book for diagnostics or listening, I highly recommend listening, really. She's a great storyteller. So the virus, right? And I've said for eons, in 1981, Jim Lewis and I, great astrologer, becoming friends, he was casually looking through the ephemeris, the listing of planets, and he said, in 1981, holy moly, look at 2020. Oh, my God, look at it's the age of Capricorn. What are we going to do? And then we both said, oh, look, Saturn, the cauldron, Pluto, death, rebirth. what form will the cauldron of death and rebirth take, do you suppose? Well, here we are. Remember, that it's all one story. The second century medical writers wrote that epidemics, pandemics happen when tyrants are in power. And traditionally also, it's the Renaissance emerges, the thing is social movement. So it's all one thing. But the virus is a marvel of symmetry, right? It just locks right in, like it's a key in the lock to, and so in reading, listening to Mary Trump's book, Too Much and Never Enough, because remember, our country is a cancer, and as Jade Jacobs quipped, cancer's just a Scorpio and a house goat, which is just a wonderful, true astrology joke. But so I go, well, somehow the toxic mimic of family, the Trump family virus, has locked into the infantile receptors of some part of American culture, like right in there. So we want to dissolve that connection. And in looking at, you know, all natural facts, social strategy metaphors, I love turning to honey badgers and possums are immune to cobra venom. And the way they've evolved to do that is cobra venom, like a virus, locks right into mammalian breathing systems, just right there. It stops breathing, which is why people die. Right. But the honey badgers and the possums have evolved, and here we go, Neptune, shape-shifted their receptors so the venom no longer fits, right? And I would like to engage us all now and forevermore in some way and in other ways and venues we can play, you know, and on your own or in a group or what I'm convening, whatever. But to imagine the soul or the personality or the something of this nation shape-shifting its receptors. So the toxic mimic of the Trump family virus or the con, it's really bigger than just the mere Trumpian thing, the con, because America's had a challenging time distinguishing between the con man, the samphire man, as they say in Jamaica, and the liberating trickster. And it's the latter that liberates us from the former. But Americans have sort of had an ambiguous relationship to the con, the giant full of bluster and I don't care going, oh, yeah, okay. But it is it's a maturation process. So we want to dissolve the connection. You know, and America's, you know, attraction mistaking the con for the authentic, right? Mm-hmm. And was reading a really good sort of Marie Louise von Franz Jungian article on giants, and saying giants in fairy tales, there's hot evil, which is full of reactivity and blah, blah, blah. And giants, they say, are, you know, they're lumbering. They're not tremendously smart, but they are very destructive. And so there's, you know, hot evil. And then talks about and cold evil, which is even more terrifying because it has no heart, and many, many fairy tales about giants that in some future course we'll all go into, right? But certain things emerge, which is you do not use the in Jack and the Beanstalk, in you know, David and Goliath, and I mean all these things, you show up authentic. You do not use the giant skills, he will destroy you. You do not return in kind. You don't you know, deepening into one's own authenticity. We go, all right, so there we are, you know, there, that's my image there for part of it. And then to help us, metabolizing poison and all. So a number of people were saying, neighbors and all, saying, well, like in Belarus, wouldn't it be great if people were singing powerful, positive songs and anthems. We go, yeah, you know, and people are like, well, what? And I go, you know, America the Beautiful, it's pretty good. You know, written by a wonderful woman, gay woman at Wesley, who was so depressed and went to go climb Pike's Peak. And when she was on Pike's Peak, she wrote the initial draft of America the Beautiful. And I think that's something, because one, it completely spirals out of polarity, because people are like going, oh, they're singing America the Beautiful. Oh, we can't really, we can't really object to that. So, Ami, do you have a verse or two? A verse?
I do. Oh, beautiful, for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. I'm talking about America. You know, God done shed just grace on thee and crown thy good in familyhood from sea to clean, lovely, blessed, shining sea.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Caroline does it again.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't she beautiful? That was so wonderful.
That's Anna Kayla, my wonderful, wonderful collaborator. Hi there, Ami, you beautiful being, really calling it in, and so great to collaborate. And so great, oh, humans, oh, KPFA team. You know, this is so crucial this time, this election, you know, that community, we're electing community, we're electing a story of kinship, and this is community radio where we gather to converse and to spiral that forth, that we have intelligent conversings, gather our strategy and our wits in a critique, diagnosis, blessed way and animate the desirable. So I love the creativity of our KPFA team about the fund drive and the pledges and stuff. So what we're doing this time, and it's a great idea for anybody who pledges anything, $2, $200, $2,000, any amount, you get the complete KPFA download, many recordings on racism that Chris can tell us all about. and you also get the whole Equinox address. This was the first 4 years, the first half of it, really. And you can have all these things for pledging any amount, because we are voting to keep this alive, and I'll get into why KPFA's voice is so important by calling 800-439-5732 or pledging online at kpfa.org. Any amount is completely welcome. This is such a great experimental teasing forth. We're all in this thing together, so any amount. 1-800-439-5732 will get you a fantastic download of KPFA's carefully assembled, you know, fabulous recordings on racism. Do you have the details?
I certainly do.
Oh, that's adorable.
It's called Don't Believe the Hype, KPFA's Political History Collection. It's a collection of talks by all kinds of folks. Cornel West, Richard Wolff, The Economist, Jason Stanley, How Fascism Works, historian Rick Perlstein on the history of the Republican Party, Blair Imani on understanding the Great Migration for the next generation, Darja Mile on finding meaning amidst climate disruption, Roxanne Dunbar Ortiz about the history of the Second Amendment, no less. And that's only some of them. It's free to anybody who subscribes at any amount when you call 1-800-439-5732, the Don't Believe the Hype Political History Collection, 1-800-439-5732. And also this that we just heard, you know, we just started off from your wonderful theme song, and now I know the person that does it. Oh, is she great?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is she great? And
yeah.
She's been singing that intro to the Visionary Activist show for 24 years.
Girl.
Yay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Right.
And also for this show only, you get the full Equinox address. And
yeah, so that's what I was going to say. The show started, there was music, and then all of a sudden you're talking, and there wasn't any explanation about this is Caroline's fall Equinox address.
Well,
so give me that setting.
Yes. Okay. On a Monday night, just now, Ami and I convened a pretty large gathering online, right? So invisible audience, which is why our tone is so conversationally backstage. And it was people, buddies in Australia and people all over the country and a lot of Northern California as well. So it was the Equinox address. That was the calling in at this moment of Equinox, coming into balance, that we step into the center of the circle of the storm. Whoa, so we're not flat around the edges. There we go. So that, and then with Oya, who summons the winds of change, I like saying in moments of potential polarity with somebody crazy outlook, just to invoke, may the winds of democracy sweep away all delusion.
Yes.
And nobody minds that. They're like, oh, yes. Okay, that's very good. So this was the first 40 minutes, which was lovely. And then it goes on, and you get all of that if you pledge during this show hour by calling 1-800-439-5732 or online kpfa.org.
Well, that
and just to be frank, oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
So what were you going to say? You go.
Oh, I was going to say that it was, and that's why, given that setting, that's why it was so, it was astrologers' personal, like you talk, what are the green room or backstage talk? The talk about the what's going on astrologically, it was so fascinating and so comforting in a way, even though we're like in major chaos. Let's just be perfectly
well.
Correct.
We are pattern tracking beings. So we love symmetry. And the part, let me be frank, that there was. Many people were like, oh, I was so tired and this uplifted me and now I'm back in the game and everything. But there was somebody who rushed to be first to give a kind of gurry critique going, I'm a disappointed progressive and this wasn't, I don't like, and I don't like you anymore. Anyway, so at first I was like, oh, well, progressives, let's throw disappointment into the cauldron. Because did you know that disappointment, this is underworld. When we say, oh, I'm so disappointed, it means I am powerless in the underworld. So I just encourage all of our team, all progressives, all everybody, to just throw find another word, you know? So let me not dispel ourselves, toss disappointment. But it did kind of rankle, but I do say it was not completely without merit, because as I listened to the whole thing, there's some material, there's so much astrology coming in the second half that's not quite cooked, right? So I'm composting some of the cringing, you know, into coherence. But in that spirit, you know, we're all brewing together, going, and here's some symmetry. I do know that the Gettysburg Address, that Abraham Lincoln, that all the ancestors are very involved in this election. And I think it's we want to use all of our skills. I like somebody was asked what his definition of maturity was, and he said, to have access to all of one's resources. I go, that's pretty good. And this radio station, when it started, you know, its sun, S-U-N, was at 25 plus Aries, which is a woman bursting with gifts more than she can hold. Well, that's really Pacifica, the goddess of the earth, goddess of peace. And then I'm just cooking things into whatever, I go, looking at everybody's chart, and I go, oh, Hitler's Mercury was that degree, right? Oh, my God, he was bursting with gifts in a horrible way. But it reminds us, it behooves us, never mind if you know astrology or not, it behooves us to animate the desirable metaphors we are proffered, lest we leave them by default to the Dementors. So Pacifica is the antidote to Hitler, just for the fun of it.
There you go, there you go, hey.
There you go. It is the antidote to Hitler. It's in the stars. And so, you know, with that in mind, you know, again, we're all composting and, you know, and composting our own, you know, cringing and all. But even today, you know, when this show started, the moon was at 12 Capricorn, whose image is sitting before a blazing fire, the unconditional dedication of the self with all of its skills. So as we pledge, as we magnetize resources and money for this station. It is a really sacred time, and I think it's also a way to transcend any of our dissatisfaction with the proffering of the election, going, it's our assignment, it's a mystery play, this is what we have to cooperate with, and voting is sacred, and you can put your Saturn into it because we're electing a story. We're always voting for reality with every dollar, every word, every gesture, everything. Always. This election is ongoing, but ongoing now. And so in that realm, you know, so by pledging any amount, I love that. I think that's so ingenious. Yes, open. Compost grumpitude, like, I don't have, it's like, yeah, you do have a dollar. You have $2, you have $5, you might have $500. Surprise us. We just leave it open, right, to pledge any amount, and you get the fantabulous download, Don't Believe the Hype, and many things that Chris was elucidating in that download. That's a really brilliant thing to do, like, because we all want to be informed and then start the conversation on top of that. It saves so much time. So listen to all those things. And then the Equinox, the complete Equinox, is available to everybody who pledges this hour, like any amount, by calling 1-800-439-5732 or online kpfa.org. And then just for the fun of it, everybody's involved. I mean, everybody's involved in this election, even if, you know. So today, for the fun of it, the sun is at 2 Libra. Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio have their Mercury, same Mercury, at that degree, whose image is Dawn of a New Day, reveals everything changed. It's a dynamic against all odds. We can do this. And so they're here, all teammates. It's not just we compost dissatisfaction and we go, this is an assignment. Magic is a willingness to cooperate with everything and to speak to the better parts of everyone. So, yes, we can say, you know, as often in the chat section, I've done lots of things and people go, Kamala Harris is a neoliberal cop. And it's like, well, that's progressive blurting. I mean, that's a true story. You know, however, you know, she's a born on the full moon. She's moon in Aries. She's not going to let a corrupt election go down. And she's ours to work with and for all of us to speak to the parts of people we want to animate and encourage. So in that spirit, you know, remember, it's critique, diagnosis, healing. It is, you know, mirror, window, door. We have a magic mirror. We hold up a mirror and go, look, it sucks in every way. We, with a wave of our hand, turn the mirror into a window. Look how beautiful it could be. This is what we want. Everyone cared for and tender and humans humbly cooperating with the guiding genius of nature. We want a renaissance of reverent ingenuity that we ladle out of this cauldron of death and rebirth. There we go. So there's that.
Carol, this is what is so precious and perfect and vital about Caroline and her programming and her work that she does, is that you get a different not perspective, but a whole different layer. What do I want to say? A different not a universe, but something, a different dimension. That's the word I was looking for. A different dimension.
That's good.
And it reminds you of that there is so much more. It's so much deeper, our existence, our life here, than the headlines and our knee-jerk reactions to them, and even voting, even everything that we do every day. That's the sacred part of life, which I do believe, as I'm not talking about there's this God or that God or anything else, but there's something in it that is unexplainable, and that has to be honored. That needs to be honored, and Caroline honors that, and that's why you listen to her. That's why you get nurturance from her and what she says. So I would like to tell folks, in addition to those that are just now calling 1-800-439-5732 or 1-800-439-KPFA or 1-800-HEY-KPFA, if you like letters, I can't do it with letters. It gets me confused because letters are something else to me. The numbers, that's just the way it is. Or KPFA.org. Many thanks to Robert in Oakland and Sid in Oakland and Kevin in Mill Valley, Kay in San Jose, Art in Healdsburg, Angelina in Capitola, Yvonne in Belmont. So join those people and honor this, honor the 59,000 watts of power that exist for us. And that's it. You can turn it to good or turn it to evil. And the folks that founded KPFA, this is a power, this airwaves. And people have bought and sold it. And we're not doing that. We're using it. As Caroline just said, you think about what you would want it to be and then make it be that. That's what folks who founded KPFA did, and it ain't easy. God knows, 70 years of internal battles and just trying to stay alive, which is what we're always doing financially. But we're still here, and that's it. And we better be here for the next coming weeks and months and years.
No, because we are in a cascading collapse. It's really just here we go, and it's not, that has no end. But what shall we ladle out? Out is this, you know, opportune to come up with sane reverence to with Green New Deal, with how it should be. And that's, you know, again, what we're here to animate. And yeah, there are many dedicated listeners. Hi, everybody. Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much. And you don't have to believe in astrology or animism. Animism is not a belief. It's a manner of relating to the world as though everything is worthy of respect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and as an experiment, you know, hello, and where did you go, you car keys? And there they are. But really, that quality that's coming up alive, that it's not just us humans. We're voting for everybody, you know. We're voting for all the plants and all the animals just to have a little bit of room to expand. And when you said about KPFA, well, it is a woman bursting with gifts more than she can hold. And we love it as I like to say, you know, humans are befoibled. They come and go at the station. You know, hi there, everybody. But the goddess Pacifica is what the occultists used to call it, in egregore. We're feeding her, the goddess of peace, that she have a voice, that her voice spiral forth and into ever greater influence, especially now. This is an opportune time for KPFA, for this show, for all of these things, for all of us as a place to gather. And that idea of, you know, but I love that, you know, there's a guy, Gabo, who's saying, you know, voting is the least effective, but the least we can do as a way of participating. We want our teams. We want our networks of helpful allies. He animated mutual aid. And he said, you know, my team is made up of, you know, almost entirely of left-leaning anti-authoritarians and right-wing small government conservatives. So, you know, who brought what? So it's we have government, which is us and how we craft it, and then we have our community, and this is community radio. And I love from the show, many people get in touch. The show is alive when it's not on the air. We direct, you know, attention to anything we need to know to have a democracy. So again, we are making available the whole Equinox Talk. There you go. You can sift through the thing and derive much nutrient content and make it yours. And whatever doesn't fit, you can compost it, because there you go. And then also, don't believe the hype. KPFA is carefully assembled, you know, multiple recordings. And these are available for any pledge amount. If you pledge anything by calling 1-800-439-5732 or pledging online, kpfa.org. Oh, we're out of time. Oh, wonderful, Chris.
I have two more people to thank, which is Barry and Scotts Valley and Bo and Rohnert Park.
Thank you.
Yay. Yeah. Anything that you donate at all, you can get the whole Fall Equinox lecture, and I will have to listen to it again and again, because there are things that, you know, that sort of went by, and what, like Cancer is Scorpio and a house goat, that just slowed me right down right there, as I know many cancers and many Scorpios.
It's hysterical.
Okay, and the don't believe the hype thing. 1-800-439-5732. Back to you, Caroline.
Thank you, and back to you, back to Kirsten. Thank you, team.
Woof. Lucrezia Burton at the controls. Many thanks to all of you for helping the station.